Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well, actually.
Yeah?
I'm in 16 leagues. I kind of found myself splitting a team with somebody else, and I've got a winning record in 10 of the 16 leagues. But I don't have Duke Johnson on any of my teams, so got to find a way to get him on some of my rosters.
It looks yeah. like
he's got his role back in Cleveland.
I have him in two of my three leagues. Dustin, Dave's in 16 leagues. What do you got to say about that?
Get a life.
Well, that is his life. He's a fantasy football guy.
Actually, is your life. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, if I did fantasy football for a living, I'd probably play in 25 leagues.
I heard this one guy, you know, because I listen to the Fantasy Channel on Sirius sometimes. This one, I think it might have been Bob Harris. You know him, Dave?
Yeah, sure.
I know all these guys. I think it was him. I was saying he had like over 100 teams. That seems nuts. Like 25, I get it. That's your job is fantasy football. 25 makes sense to me. But over 100, that seems like, how could you even keep track?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I don't know how you go about doing your waiver claims in 100 leagues. I mean, when do you see your family?
Dave, how do you do – so you do 16 leagues. I'm curious.
I do 16, but I share a couple of teams.
Yeah.
So I'm really only in charge of about 13 teams.
Yeah.
Okay, that's still insane. How do you keep track of the teams and, like
– who are you rooting for?
You have to have like nearly every player –
Well, some leagues are more high priority than others, right, Dave?
Sure, there's some of that.
Yeah.
You definitely, you know, there's some leagues I'm in.
Oh, Dave's a champion. Dave doesn't want to lose any league.
Of course not. I want to win as many leagues as possible. So, you know, on one hand, you might think, well, I've got at least, you know, every player in the NFL on at least one team. But I'd like my guys. When we talked back in August, when I told you guys some of the names of players who I really like to draft, I took them in a lot of my leagues. So, I've got Patrick Mahomes on a bunch of my teams. Of course, I've got Alex Collins on a couple of my teams, too. But we don't have to talk about that. Just the players that I like, I take as often as I can. And players I don't like I can tell you right now, I don't have LeSean McCoy in any of my leagues. I really did not feel him being a factor coming into this year. And there's a lot of other really good players that I just never ended up having on my teams because I didn't believe in them when, you know, it came to drafting.
Dave, if you are in a league where you have Le'Veon Bell right now and your trade deadline is coming up, do you try to trade him right now and just get anything you can get, or do you just hold on to him because you're not going to get much?
Yeah, you're not going to get anything. So it really comes down to, you know, who's making an offer for Le'Veon Bell right now?
Probably
not. The only team in a fantasy league that makes sense is the guy that lucked out with James Conner.
Right.
Who picked up James Conner, you know, late round pick or, you know, off the waiver wire after week one or week two. And you thought, oh, let's just see what happens. We don't know when Le'Veon's going to come back. That guy might be interested in Le'Veon Bell, but even he's not going to pay, you know, a hefty amount. Your first round value, you might be lucky to get fifth round value for Le'Veon Bell at this point. So if I'm not getting even decent value for him, I'm just going to wait it out. Hopefully he comes back. Hopefully he gets, I don't know, 10 touches a game when he does come back.
Yeah.
I think James Conner is locked in.
Yep.
I think the Steelers love what they've got in him, and as long as he continues to put up good numbers, Le'Veon's not going to have a major role in this offense.
All right, Dave, you did mention Duke Johnson before. Let's talk. Is he the best waiver wire pickup this week?
Well, the problem is that he's already owned in 70% of CBS Sports League, so people stuck with him even when he wasn't getting a lot of work. He had 10 touches last Sunday, and that was the most he's had in a game this year.
Yep.
So kind of surprised that so many people stuck with him for as long as they did, but I guess they just stashed him on the bench. Yeah, if he's out there, he'll be a priority, but Mike Davis of the Seahawks has to be the number one priority at running back. If you need a guy who you can literally pick up off the waiver wire and start this week, I think he's got that kind of potential. Chris Carson got banged up. He's not going to be at 100%. And so Davis is going to be the lead running back for Seattle. And they've done a great job of running the football. The Rams' run defense is not that great. I think you could see Mike Davis come up with double-digit fantasy points, which he did earlier this season when he played against the Rams, And that was when he was splitting carries with Chris Carson. So I like his chances to have a good week. But there's two other plug-and-play guys that it depends on your needs whether or not you need them. And they're available in a ton of leagues. Number one, Marquez Valdez-Scantling is the new number two receiver in Green Bay. Geronimo Allison, done for the year. He's not going to come back for the Packers. And anybody that's tall, fast, and catching passes from Aaron Rodgers has a chance to be really good for fantasy. And he's out there in more than half of CBS Sports League. So absolutely go and target him. And Jack Doyle at tight end is another guy that I think people could get into. We know what his role is in Indianapolis. He's going to be a short area target for Andrew Luck, kind of like a check down receiver, but a guy that's going to get 6, 7, 8 catches per game, average about 10 yards per catch. And when they're in the red zone, he's going to be a big target for them because he's a giant of a tight end. So those are three guys that fantasy owners are going to pick up like crazy off the waiver wire tonight.
What do you know about that kid out in San Francisco that I didn't even know was in the NFL at quarterback? The
Mullins
kid. Yeah. Is he an option at all if you're looking for a two-quarterback league?
Yeah, in a two-quarterback league, he makes sense. He can be that number two quarterback until you find a better option or to replace somebody on a bye. In a typical league that starts one quarterback, I don't see it. He's not going to play the Raiders every week. I'll take whoever starts the Raiders in fantasy every single week based on how terrible that defense looked. But the things that he's got going for him is he's got a quick release. He's got a decent arm. He doesn't have a lot of arm strength. A lot of his deep passes tend to hang in the air. And he's got Kyle Shanahan calling plays. And so they're going to scheme up stuff for him. And until defenses can figure him out, which honestly that could happen as soon as this week, maybe the week after, yeah, he'll be okay. I don't think he's going to do anything for Marquise Goodwin. I don't think Goodwin's going to really benefit. I don't think although the receivers will benefit. If George Kittle is going to make plays after the catch like he's done this year, then of course it doesn't matter who's throwing him the football. But for now, yeah, if you need a quarterback that's going to get you, let's call it 250 yards and a touchdown every week, that's not great, but better than a zero.
Dave, we don't talk about team defense very often, but if you're streaming, do you just try to stream like whoever the Bills are playing every week?
Yeah, you could do that, or the Raiders.
Yeah, right.
Or the Jets. You know, it's funny, the Jets play the Bills.
Right.
So
yeah.
The Jets DSC is definitely an option. Bills DSC isn't a bad option, too, given how the Jets offense looks. But there's none better than the Chargers. They're out there in a little less than 40% of CBS Sports leagues. Great unit, good secondary. They're going to get Joey Bosa back in a couple weeks. And their next three games are all favorable matchups for them. So if you're in a fab, put in a pretty high bid for them. And if you're doing waivers, I would consider them, you know, again, it goes back to need. I don't know if you need a running back, a wide receiver, or a tight end, so you don't know how badly you need Mike Davis or Valdez-Scantling or Jack Doyle. But if you're set on those three positions, go get the Chargers DSC and make them your priority because they're going to have a really good chance to be high point scorers for your fantasy squad.
Dave, you want to hear something funny? I have one in my keeper league. I've kind of cashed in my chips. I'm playing for next year. And this past week, I started as my quarterback too, Nathan Peterman.
Oh, no.
How bad was it? Negative points, right?
No, because this is like an absurdly high-scoring league. So you get like a ridiculous amount of points for yardage. And he did have a rushing touchdown. So he actually scored like 20-something points. To put it into perspective, Jared Goff had 60 points in that league this week.
So that league is just like points on steroids.
Yeah, it's great.
Any league where Nathan Peterman gets you 20 points has to be that way.
Right. Like the best teams are scoring 300.
So it's just like Lamar Jackson's probably getting you 30 points a week in that league.
Well, not quite, but that you know, I mean, he's not playing much, but yeah, it could be certainly. But anyway, well, I thought it was funny.
Hopefully, you can cut him now. Hopefully, you don't need him anymore.
Yeah, well, I got to keep him for one more week because I got Jared Goff on a bye in that league in week 12. So. I'm playing for next year anyway, so it doesn't. My team's pretty okay besides that. But anyway, let's get to some of the fan questions. Jamie asked, "Does Latavius Murray have any value with Cook back?"
I think he's going to fall into a complimentary role where he might get 8 touches a week. I don't think you're going to want to start Latavius Murray, but if I've got Dalvin Cook, I know that right now he looks great. And he might be a number one fantasy running back the rest of the way, but I'd sure like to have Latavius Murray behind him on my bench in case he hurts his hamstring again.
I'll combine two questions because one of the players is the same in the two. Matthew and Timmy ask, let's rank these three quarterbacks. Dalton, Fitzpatrick, Baker for this week.
Dalton is dead last on that list. When he doesn't have A.J. Green on the field, his numbers suffer, and I would expect him to have a rough game this week against, I believe he's taking on the Saints. Falcons
yes.
play the Browns.
Yeah.
I like Baker better, but Fitzpatrick is just too good. He's just throwing the ball so much. He's coming up with new weapons in the offense. Adam Humphries the last 2 weeks caught like 15 passes. He had two touchdowns. He's
O.J. Howard is a stud.
He absolutely is, and yeah. I am so happy to see it because he was a stud in college.
Yeah.
His rookie year, he was, like, wasted as a blocker.
Yeah.
He drove me crazy. And now he's starting to play real well, and he's doing so well that he's taking numbers away from Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson, and Chris Godwin has become borderline obsolete in fantasy. So it's great to see. Fitzpatrick is a top 10 quarterback this week.
Speaking of A.J. Green, who you mentioned, Mark asks, is A.J. Green a buy-low candidate or too risky to trade for?
It depends on how low you can get him for. If you're talking about taking, you know, a very low-end running back or a decent receiver and turning that into A.J. Green, yeah, I think you can do something like that. And it's the team that knows that it's headed to the playoffs, the team that's 8-1, 7-2, things are going great, they're going to make the playoffs. That's the kind of team that can trade off a nice depth part of their bench, maybe even two guys, to get A.J. Green and hope that he comes back. Just remember, there's no guarantee that he will come back. And it might come down to how the Bengals do in their next two games. If they end up being terrible, they might tell A.J. Green, just rest up for next year, and that would be a disaster. But taking that risk, it's worth it as long as you're not giving up too much in trade.
By the way, David, my two like leagues that I've been doing a long time, we made a rule change a couple of years ago that I really like. I'm curious if you've done this or if you like this. So six out of 12 teams make the playoffs. And the top five teams are based on record, but the sixth seed in the playoffs is of the remaining seven teams, it's the team with the most points.
I'm in leagues where the division winners get into the playoffs, and then the next four best teams based on points.
That's cool.
Throw out the record.
Right.
The next four best teams based on points get in. So I like that. That's because you know, how many times, Bull, have you played a fantasy game where you lose, but you score the second most fantasy
drives you nuts,
week, and you went up against a team that did the best.
Yeah,
so you know that. I think that that's a good reflection of how good of a fantasy owner you are, how many points that you get.
That's right.
On a week to week basis, and those guys should be rewarded.
There's right now in one of my leagues, I'm in sixth place, and I've got the most points of the seven teams that are not in the top five. But the guy right behind me, only 20 points behind me, his record's 2-7. In most leagues, he'd be done, but he's still got a chance because he's got a lot of points.
Right, and he sounds like he's a good fantasy owner because he's got a team that's putting up lots of points, just getting unlucky.
Yeah, just gotten unlucky. Okay, let's get some more fan questions. Jay says, streamable quarterback, who's better this week, Eli or Mullins?
I'm going to go with Eli. I figure the Giants will play from behind, and he's got better receivers than Mullins has.
Mark asks, PPR, should I trade Chubb for Diggs?
Sure, I think that that's a fair trade.
Note,
worth a little more.
Novell, grade the trade. PPR league, he gave up James White and Jarvis Landry and got DeAndre Hopkins.
I like it. I like taking those two guys, especially White. I think White might be a good sell-high candidate right now because Sony Michel's on the way back. And is he really going to score touchdowns every single week like he's been doing?
No.
It seems a little fluky to me. So turning those two guys into DeAndre Hopkins, even if it's on Hopkins' bye week, it's a great deal.
Josh tweets, should I start DJ Moore, Tyler Lockett, or D.D. Westbrook, PPR?
I would go, PPR makes it a little closer between Lockett and Westbrook. I'm hands-off at DJ Moore. I know that he had a great game 2 weeks ago, and then last week he came back down to earth, and that's just the nature of the Panthers' offense. I kind of like Westbrook this week. If I had a little more confidence in Blake Bortles, I'd probably tell you to go with him, but I don't. So let's go with Lockett, and even though he won't get more than maybe three or four catches, hope that he can break free against a Rams pass defense that just has not been able to hold up against pretty much anybody through the air.
PPR, would you trade Chubb for Diggs?
Yes.
Okay. Sean says, drop Rashard or McCoy for Davis or McGuire.
Rashard or McCoy for Davis or McGuire. I would drop either of those guys for Davis, assuming that you need it to start Davis. Rashard, I would drop first.
It's funny. Is different guy asked the same question. I must have missed when Bull asked you. But yes, different guys asked the exact same question.
All right.
That's crazy.
Scott, Jordan Howard or Adrian Peterson?
Howard this week. Adrian Peterson's another player that people should try and trade away. Get what you can for him. That offensive line in Washington is really, really beat up, and it's not going to get better this season. So we're talking about a 33-year-old running back with a history of leg injuries, playing behind a bad offensive line, and a tough schedule to boot. AP shouldn't be on anybody's fantasy roster unless they just have no choice and they have to start him because they can't trade him for anything good.
Non-PPR flex, start one. Fitz, Tyrell Williams, or Eckler?
I'm going to go Fitzgerald. I just think that his role in that offense is going to continue to be based on high volume. I think he'll be good.
Scott asks, Aaron Rodgers or Carson Wentz?
I believe I have Rodgers ranked higher than Wentz this week. Wentz is one of the like four quarterbacks that I had a tough time ranking. It was Wentz, Breeze, Goff, and Brady. Had a hard time ranking them high. They're all like right around 12th overall in my rankings. I think Brady's actually outside of my top 12 just because of the combination of difficult matchups and really just expectations. Brady just hasn't been great his last two games, and he needs Gronk back on the field before we can really feel good about starting him as a great fantasy quarterback.
Oh, I am so glad I finally traded Gronk in one of my big leagues.
What'd you get for him?
I traded Gronk. How about this? This is funny. So I traded Gronk and Duke Johnson for Dion Lewis and Amari Cooper. And then I did that, and that was right before the Browns fired Hugh Jackson. And then this Sunday, I went back to the same guy and offered him Peyton Barber for Duke Johnson, and he did it, and I started Duke Johnson this week, and there you go.
So you ended up trading Gronk.
So it's Gronk and
Peyton Barber.
Peyton Barber for Amari Cooper and Dion Lewis.
Yeah, so that sounds like a win to me.
Yeah. Speaking of Dion Lewis, Shane says, drop John Brown for Dion Lewis?
Go for it. I don't know when you'll feel good about starting John Brown, but you won't do it this week because he's on bye. And as long as he's healthy, Dion Lewis should be right on the fence of a number two fantasy running back. You saw the Titans come out of the bye, and they did the right thing. They gave him 23 touches. Derrick Henry had 8 touches. And if he doesn't score that goal line touchdown, he was a total dud in fantasy.
Craig says, PPR, Josh Gordon or Adrian Peterson?
Gordon.
Bob, a guy in my league is offering me Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen, and Amendola and Flacco. He's asking for Chubb, Ito Smith, Gio Bernard, and Watson. Would you do it?
That's a lot to give up for that group. I think I'm hanging tight with what you've got. Deshaun Watson's schedule down the stretch really, really good.
Start two non-PPR, Jeffrey, Tate, Howard, Breida.
I'm going to go with the first two guys, Jeffrey and Tate. All Eagles all the time.
Pineapple Finger Gums tweets, Big Ben safe to run on a short week.
Oh, I love Roethlisberger this week against Carolina. He has a huge game.
Corey Clement, Mike Williams, Mark Davis, or Chris Thompson, PPR.
That's a gross group. I'm going to go with Mike Davis.
Cohen or Howard, PPR.
Howard this week. Just another matchup for Chicago where they should be able to run the ball effectively.
Rivers, Wentz, and Fitzpatrick in what order?
Rivers, Fitzpatrick, Wentz.
And drop Cobb for Valdez? Yes.
Cobb for anybody.
Anybody, right. All right, Dave.
We're going to use him.
Great stuff as always. New trade chart out. What else is going on?
The trade chart is out. The cut list is out. And later this week, we will have about 20 players on the start-sit list and then a bunch of others on Jamie Eisenberg's start-em and sit-em column. We're getting everybody ready for the big playoff run. Trade deadlines are coming close. And, of course, waiver information. Yeah. If you want to go a little bit deeper than the guys that we talked about today, you can find that on the waiver wire column on CBSSports.com.
Past the halfway point already. It goes fast. Dave, good stuff, man.
You got it. Hey, Chubb or Diggs? What do you think?
Chubb or Diggs?
Hey,
it was
if
funny.
If I traded Chubb for Diggs, would
question.
You think that's a good trade?
Yeah.
I think Diggs is the better end of that trade. Chubb, but that's also one of those deals where – everybody kind of wins because somebody's giving up a receiver for a running back, probably needed running back help. But I think Diggs' upside dwarfs Chubb.
Hey, also, who has more value, Duke Johnson or Nick Chubb?
It's going to be closer in a PPR league, especially if Duke continues to get 9 catches per game. But in non-PPR, it's going to be Chubb.
Dave, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Be good, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.